The Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Well, we're excited a little bit about chatting with Coach Paul Cantabeni, but we're really excited about the other guests that he's brought with him. Look at that. After a big win for the Mustangs here tonight, the head coach joins us here on the All Access.
You got to come up here, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It's and of all, a night to celebrate, big win. Say hi, buddy.
Hi.
There we are.
How'd you think the game went tonight, Curry?
Good.
Hard to disagree with that.
That's hard to disagree.
Coach, good opportunity to see some guys get in there, obviously, yeah, in the second half, and really cool moments like Chris Hammerquist scoring his first career goal.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, getting those guys in. They work really hard in practice and everything, and I wasn't really happy with them in the second quarter at all, but I think they came out in the second half and really played well. And that's what it's about, getting guys in there like Jason Moffitt scored his first goal and everything like that in there. So we're really happy about that, get a lot of guys in and playing time, and it was a lot of fun. I think the guys really enjoyed themselves in the second half.
Despite being freezing cold.
It's a little cold out there. Yes.
One guy that we thought impressed us a little bit was Rocco Bruno.
Yeah, you know, Rocco's been really working hard facing off and doing better all the time. And so he's come a long way from a real bad knee injury he had coming out of high school. And he's just worked hard. You know, he's a guy who's been waiting to get some chances in some games. And he did a good job. So it was really good to see.
Is that a case of he might be a guy that gets more opportunities in the face-off department moving forward?
Well, we got to wait and see. You know, Dan's been a little banged up with his knee and everything like that, and we're just kind of playing it safe with him. But Rocco's a guy we can kind of turn to now. We see he can do some things, and hopefully he can take care of the ball a bit better, but he gives us an option, which is great.
Was there anyone else that impressed you that got a chance tonight?
Well, you know, I thought Nick Rossi played real well, you know, getting in there, doing some really nice things. I thought Tyler Steinberg, freshman goalie, played really well, you know, and did a really good job. So those are two guys that kind of stood out for me.
Guys are going on the road, a couple more conference games this week, and obviously playing good lacrosse as you hit the road.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, I think we're just starting to do some good things. So we go to Lycoming, we got to go to Albright, two tough games, but, you know, we like the way we're playing.
What position, Curry, are you going to play when you start playing lacrosse?
Attack.
Yeah, that's an untouchable. Wait a second. Isn't the answer supposed to be face-off special?
Don't be a face-off.
It's all right. He can score. I like scores.
Yes, you do.
Coach Curry, congratulations on a big win.
Thank you very much.
All right, there he is.
Bye, Curry.
Bye. There he is. Stephen Bannick, let's come chat for a minute, all right? 3 goals here tonight for Stephen Bannick. He joins us on the All Access postgame show, rocking his Orioles gear. We like that too.
They didn't
play tonight, but they're 4-0, and so that's good too. Steve, you know, just a night where everything goes your way. You know what you're going into with a game like this. How happy were we with the team's performance?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just got to come out. These kind of games, you know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. You just got to come out. And I told the guys before the game, you know, treat it like we're playing the best team in the country. We come out and we play our brand of lacrosse and we get business done.
A lot of your teammates got a chance tonight that they haven't had before.
Right.
And we thought that Glenn and I watching from the press box thought it was really great, the camaraderie and how excited you were for each other.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. I mean, you know, I told the guys, you know, everyone's getting in tonight, you know, and when the starters, they come out and it's the second guy's chance, you know, I'm just as happy for them as anyone else scoring, so. That's what it's all about.
You know, specifically, you've been around him for a few years. To see Pat Candon be back out there and get the chances, what does that mean to you as a guy that's known him for obviously a long time now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Pat, you know, Pat's one of my good buddies, and, he's going to be out there in the big games just like any other game. So, you know, he's just going to keep playing his game and keep doing what he does.
No doubt about that. You guys are going to hit the road for a couple of games this week as you continue in conference play. Steve, this team was 1-3,
right.
and you guys emotionally were upset to be 1-3 after 3 losses. To now be sitting back at 8-4, having picked up multiple wins over top 10 teams, how much better does it feel, and what really has changed to put this team in this position now?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's not always going to be easy. You know, a lot of good teams, you got to face some adversity, you know, to kind of come together and really find who you are. So yeah, the beginning of the season wasn't ideal for us, but you know, we knocked off 3 top 10 teams. So I mean, we're coming together, and you know, we're proud of what we're doing right now, and we just got to keep it rolling,
playing the right lacrosse at the right time, headed towards the postseason.
Yes, sir. That's what it's all about.
Stephen Bannick, congratulations on a big win, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Love Stephen Bannick coming up here and chatting with us on a chilly night.